On this edition of the Catholic Schools Report, TMP Marion Assistant Principal and Activities Director Troy Schulte speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the winter sports season. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on Monday, December 9th. This is the Post Podcast.
Hey, so you do some activities yourself, just like running and stuff with the kids? And
well, no, actually, this is my first year up, but I am doing junior high boys basketball.
Oh, cool. Time, so, How's that going?
It's going good. Enjoy the guys. And, you know, I coached high school basketball in Missouri for 20 years, and it's good to be with these guys and, you know, working with the fundamentals and things like that.
I was going to say that it's really a fundamental part of their life. Yes. and really have to. And that's actually good. Somebody that knows what direction maybe the program wants to go, being athletic director, and you can help groom them and get them ready for what's coming.
Yeah, that is correct. And like I said, we work a lot on the fundamentals, and, you know, I work with Coach Mayer, the head varsity boys coach. And, you know, so we talk a lot, and, you know, what he wants those guys to be ready to do when they get to the high school level.
Ever thought of doing a scrimmage between the two just for a fundraiser and just having fun to see, just kind of see what's going on?
Well, Keisha doesn't allow that.
And I
think they may have us on that one too. So,
you know. Oh, okay. I didn't know that happened. Yeah. Well, you've got winter sports going up. You just came off of the Hays City Shootout. How'd that all feel for you?
You know, it was good. You know, the Hays City Shootout is great for us because it's in town. Our parents don't have to travel. We play some really good competition. You know, our boys went 2-1 and really showed some promise and things like that. Our girls, you know, didn't quite fare as well. They went 1-2, but they played some, you know, really, really good competition in the Millwood, Oklahoma team and the Olathe West team. And, you know, I think they showed some promises as well heading into MCL play and different things like that.
It's also good to kind of get those first few games out of the way, as you said, and get them done at home. And the parents are there and their friends are there. So not a lot of traveling. So that's good for them, too.
Yeah, that's good. And another thing is, you know, it's a community thing. It's good for the Hays community where TMP and Hays High can both play in the same tournament. And a lot of people come out and be able to watch that.
Exactly. And share and the resources that we have in Hays with shopping and staying at hotels and all of that. Winter sports, as I mentioned, are underway. Wrestling out there. You've got a lot of other stuff that's in progress, too.
Yes, we had a JV wrestling tournament here on Saturday that we hosted. We had about 11, 12 schools for that. So brought some people into that. Then the high school basketball season, like I said, is underway. We are hosting a game against Hill City this Friday night. Varsity girls game will start at 6:00. And it is a pack the pantry night for the St. Joseph Food Pantry, where if you bring any canned food item or non-perishable food item, you get $1 off your admission price. So if you bring 4 of those in, you get into the game for free and watch and help out the community with packing the St. Joseph Food Pantry.
And it is the St. Joseph Food Pantry, which is kind of separate than the city one, but that St. Joseph Pantry, that thing's been gone for a long time and doing very well.
Yes, and, you know, like I said, anytime we can do something to help out the community, especially around the holiday season, it's a win for us and it's a win for the community.
So how does this work now with winter sports? You guys are now underway. It's kind of official because last week was kind of that big start, and they can all go out there and do it. And then do you get like a little winter break coming up here where they're going to be off for a little while?
Yes, you know, we are underway, we will, you know, we play this next 2 weeks in December. We've got wrestling tournament this Saturday at Minneapolis. Like I said, we play Hill City. Then we got 2 games for basketball the following week, and wrestling's got to go Saturday. Then once that winds up with the winter break, there will be a mandatory buffer week where you get 5 days off, where kids can get refreshed, coaches can get refreshed, and more importantly, you get the opportunity to spend time with family.
And kids can start studying for some things that they may need to study and reports that they need to write. As vice principal, anything at the school coming up that's exciting and fun?
No, we do have the our Christmas concert next Monday, which is always great. Kathy Amrine does a phenomenal job with the kids, and you know, we have talented kids that it's well worth the show to sit down and watch them and see their talents and for them to show their talents with the rest of the school and the community as well.